Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and that was The Dances at Kinvara, played by Ben Lennon of the musical Lennon Family from Kilty Claher in County Leitrim near the Fermanagh border. This week we'll be listening to music from counties Leitrim and Fermanagh, as well as collaborations between musicians from both sides of the border. County Leitrim is in the Republic of Ireland, and County Fermanagh is up in the north of Ireland. We're going to listen to another track from the Lennon family, but first I'll say a little bit about Ben, who we heard there. He was born in 1928 into a musical family. His father and uncle and granduncle all played fiddle as well, and his mother played the piano. He was the oldest of four brothers, and it's his youngest brother, Charlie, who we're going to hear next. Charlie learned fiddle initially from Ben, in fact, although he learned the piano first. But here we're going to hear him playing a few lovely reels on the fiddle, starting with the Eden Dairy.
Thank you.
That was The Flaxen Bloom, played by the two brothers from Kiltyclaher, Ben and Charlie Lennon, along with Ben's sons, Brian on the flute and Morris Lennon, now living in Chicago, on the fiddle. Before that, we heard the Mayday Hornpipes from another Lennon family CD. And now we're going to hear an exhibition of Charlie's piano playing. Here he is accompanying Noel Hill with The Moving Clouds, Devaney's Goat, and McDermott's.
When I was young and in my prime, at the age of 24, I left Loch Erin's those lovely bind to England I sailed o'er. 'Twas there I spied a maiden fair of honour and renown. 'Twas of her I did ask the way to famous London town. Young man, are you a stranger? For you never here before. Come tell to me from where you came unto this country, or I said I am an Irish lad that lately has sailed o'er, and they call me Woolly Rambler from sweet Lochearnshore. If you be Woolly Rambler, this charming maid would say, what would you take if you'd consent and with me come away? £500 a year I take, you'd have that aye and more, and I'd crown you Woolly Rambler from sweet Lochearnshore. Were you ever on Lochearn's banks on a pleasant summer's day, when the blackboard and thrush in every bush they charm their notes so gay, and the fame of Ballyshannon town, my far eye sees them all, from June, July and August, when the salmon it leaps in the fall. From Green Clyhor to Whaley Lodge, a spot of high renown, where the small birds sing out their chorus round you, lovely Castletown.
That was the great Gabriel McArdle from County Fermanagh, where there's an extremely strong tradition of singing, and he sang the song Woolly Rambler for us. That was from the Dog Big, Dog Little album with Ben Lennon and family, Seamus Quinn, and many other local musicians. We're going to switch away from the Lennon family now and listen to some other musicians steeped in the Leitrim music tradition. Turning to the pipes, we'll hear from Neil Mulligan, who was born in Dublin, but born into a family of musicians from Leitrim. He's the fourth generation of Illan pipers in his family. He initially learned from his father, Tom Mulligan, a piper and fiddle player, but then continued on taking lessons from the great Leo Rousam as well. He also grew up playing with and listening to Seamus Ennis and Tommy Rick. Here he is with a local Leitrim tune called Barnaquilla. Thank you. And that was another great Lee Trumpiper there, Brian McNamara, born in 1967 into a musical family from the County Leitrim. He played the air The Fort of the Jewels. We're going to go back a few generations now to the great flute player John McKenna, born in 1880 near Tarman in County Leitrim. He emigrated to New York in the early 1900s, and he recorded over there some of the first Irish music recordings ever made. Here he is with Back in the Garden and the Flowers of the Red Mill.
Thank you. As I went out one morning down by a clear riverside, I heard a couple talking. This fair maid, she did reply, "Oh, you most ungrateful Johnny, oh, how could you treat me so? You promised for to marry me, but now I find it isn't so. If I promised for to marry you, I'd scorn love to break my vow. I was so disappointed, love, I was not ready until now. Oh, hand I all their riches, not e'er was gained on land or sea. I'd spend it all in pleasure, darling Molly, in your company. Oh, how can I believe you? You promised me such times before. But when I thought I had you, you went and you came no more. You went and courted Nancy, the lassie with the roving eye. She's all your joy and fancy, how can you then this deny? These words this fair maid spoken and grieved this young man's tender heart. He says we'll have a wedding, love, and this my love before we part. Hand in hand they walk together, and to the church they both went fast. This couple they got married, and long expectant comes at last.
That was another great exemplary of the Fermanagh singing tradition there. Cathal MacConnell with Long Expectant Comes at Last. Cathal MacConnell was a founding member of the traditional music group The Boys of the Loch, which was founded over 45 years ago now. And before that song, we heard him playing the flute with Johnny Loughran's and Kathleen Marie. Before that, we heard the great duet of Paddy Dagnan and Seamus Horan. Seamus Horan came from the County Leitrim, and Paddy Dagnan, born in 1922, came from County Roscommon next door, but he played with the Achaley Band in Drumshambo for many years, played many sessions all over County Leitrim, and played with Seamus Horan for many years as well, and they recorded a CD together called The Traditional Music of County Leitrim. Those were two jigs from them, The Shores of Loch Gowna and The Rose in the Heather. We're going to switch back over to the fiddle now and move back up north to County Fermanagh with the fiddle player John Gordon, who was born in 1928 and passed away in 2002. He played music frequently with the Lennon family and is actually recorded on some of those older recordings with Ben and Charlie, the family from Kiltyclaher, who we heard at the beginning of the program. Charlie Lennon added piano accompaniment to his recordings for the CD, which came out in 2005 after he passed away. Here he is with Inverness Gathering. Thank you. That was Joe Lackey Gallagher of County Leitrim with the Cuckoo Hornpipe, and before that, a few jigs on the fiddle, Down the Meadow, The House on the Hill, and The Shores of Loch Gauna. He was born into a musical family, music coming down to him from both sides of his family. He passed away in 1979 at the age of 60. We're going to hear another local Leitrim fiddler now, this one from very close to the Fermanagh border. Brian Rooney, born in Leitrim, but he's lived in London for many years and is considered a stalwart of the London scene. We're going to hear him playing a few jigs, Paddy from Portlaw, and the Whistler at the Wake from his CD, The Godfather. After that, we'll hear him play a composition of Morris Lennon's called The Road to Garrison, and after that, John Brennan's. A few tunes from Brian Rooney. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to From the Shamrock Shore this week. Coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, you're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen. This week we've been listening to music from the counties Leitrim and Fermanagh on the border of the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. We're going to finish off with one more song from a great exponent of the Fermanagh singing tradition, Rosie Stewart from County Fermanagh, also very near to Kilty Claher, right on the border there with Leitrim. Here she is singing Adieu to Lovely Garrison.
Adieu to lovely garrison, where I was bred and born. Though far away, I love you still as the sunshine of the morn. Your shady groves where I did rove with schoolmates one and all, for to view the fish down in the lake and the salmon at the falls. Adieu to Amaldoni, Knocker, Raven and Corran Moor. There's not a field within your plains, but I've travelled o'er and o'er. Through Bralla bogs, ere slope and hills decorated with heather green. In the silent hours I sit and think on the happy days I've seen. Adieu to Farran Cassidy, likewise to Bellique town. And Loch Erin's banks, its paltry stands, and its equal can't be found. Through Camelon groves, where youths do rove, and lovers gather there to enjoy the scenes that can't be found at patron race or fair. Adieu to you, Bondoran, with your beauty spread far and wide. Your golden strand, both gay and grand, washed by the Atlantic tide. In the summer time, the strangers come some pleasures far to see. But alas, it grieves me to the heart.
Rural and urban lands.